Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're happy to have you listening with us. Today's topic is God's Word. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
How does God's Word light our path? Written by Sarah E. Fraser, read by Leah Arthur. Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. Psalm chapter 119, verse 105. Every night I do the same thing. My husband and I work together on what we call closing up shop. What we mean is we put the dog out to the yard one more time before putting her in the garage for the night. We make coffee for the morning. Usually, I wipe the counters and straighten up blankets while he loads the last of the dishes and turns on the dishwasher. After that, we turn all of the lights off and use our phones as flashlights to make our way up the dark stairs. Our light only illuminates the next step. It doesn't light up the entire hallway or shine into every corner of the room. Our lights act like small lamps, much like the one mentioned in Psalm 119:105. The word for lamp here is actually the same word for candle or torch. It is something we hold and carry with us while walking through the dark. God's word is said to be a lamp or a light for us while we travel this life. How does it light our way? It means I don't always have the answers to my questions, but I always have the character of God and His ways. In the Bible, God's Word, we find not answers to our specific questions as to where exactly God wants to lead us, but truths about God Himself. In the Bible, we see who God is and what He has done. The most important things we need to know are in the Bible. The Bible shows us God and His character. The stories, the poetry, the prophecy, and the teachings all reveal a God filled with holiness, justice, love, goodness, and much more. The Word of God also reveals the acts of God. What has God done in the past? The stories reveal the power and presence of God throughout all of history. Having a God that doesn't change means that the God who parted the Red Sea in Exodus is the same God who wakes up the sun for me each morning. The way God's Word lights our path is to give us truth about God, His ways, and His desire for us. We don't need to read self-help books or listen to the latest fad on finding inner peace. God's Word, the daily reading of His Word, is the help that we need. It gives us light right when we need it. When we open God's Word, it isn't magic, but the regular reading and prayer that comes along with it does indeed change us. You might not notice at first, but by opening God's Word day after day and praying through what you are learning, you will see over time. I have found in my own life this is true. Much of the way I think and the way I respond to situations has changed. For many years, I've read through the book of Psalms. For almost 20 years, I've read a psalm almost every day. In this daily practice, I found that God brings me comfort in times when I need it. I remember a verse, a passage, or a phrase that I've read in that moment of distress. There are moments that I feel confused and worried, and then a tree that reveals something God has done in the past reminds me to have peace. God's word is meant to be the light that guides us, comforts us, and reminds us of what is true in this world. Especially in today's society, where we are bombarded by the world's agenda, truth, and voice, we need something to counteract this. That voice is God's word. God's word is not confusing. It is a light, clear and bright, ready to give us answers when the world cannot. One of the most powerful ways God's word can show up for us is when we are in the pit. When darkness, depression, anxiety, or grief feel like they have taken all of the good from our lives. Those are the moments that I have gone to God and read his word. The Bible is filled with passages that help show us God's light, truth, and love. Further reading, Psalm 27:1, Psalm 37:6, Psalm 56:13, Psalm 97:11, and Psalm 112, verse 4.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Need more of God's power in your life? I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical tips on how to grow your faith through prayer. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.